Fact check, UK accuses Charlie Kirk of racism, anti-Semitism, before voting against resolution to honor him. By Olivia Rondo on September 19, 2025. Socialist Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, denounced the Republican-led resolution to honor Charlie Kirk before it passed on Friday, arguing it brings great pain to Black Americans who suffered under segregation and accusing the assassinated conservative activist of anti-Semitism. The resolution, which called Kirk a courageous American patriot and a devoted Christian, passed despite 58 Democrats voting against it, 38 voting present, and 22 not voting, Breitbart News reported. Before voting against the resolution, Ocasio-Cortez launched into a speech smearing Kirk's character just 9 days after he was murdered while speaking to college students in Utah. While she began by denouncing the horrific and vile attack, the congresswoman quickly transitioned to accusing House Republicans of recklessness for authoring the resolution on a purely partisan basis, instead of uniting Congress in this tragedy with one of the many bipartisan options to condemn political violence and Kirk's murder, as we did with the late Melissa Hortman. Instead, the majority proceeded with a resolution that brings great pain to the millions of Americans who endured segregation, Jim Crow, and the legacy of bigotry today, she continued. The House voted 424-0 to pass a resolution condemning the June assassinations of Minnesota House Speaker Melissa Hortman, D., her husband Mark Hortman, and the attempted assassinations of State Senator John Hoffman, D., and his wife Yvette Hoffman. The suspect, Vance Bolter, was a political appointee of Governor Tim Walz, D., and had anti-Trump No Kings flyers in the vehicle he left behind at the Hoffman's home before he was caught by law enforcement days later. While that resolution did not delve into Hortman's viewpoints or political accomplishments, it also called to honor her and her husband's lives. Ocasio-Cortez continued on to characterize Kirk's views as bigoted with out-of-context quotes. We should be clear about who Charlie Kirk was, a man who believed that the Civil Rights Act that granted Black Americans the right to vote was a mistake. Who after the violent attack on Paul Pelosi claimed that some amazing patriot should bail out his brutal assailant. And accused Jews of controlling not just the colleges. It's the non-profits, it's the movies, it's Hollywood, it's all of it. His rhetoric and beliefs were ignorant, uneducated. And sought to disenfranchise millions of Americans. Far from the working tirelessly to promote unity asserted by the majority in this resolution. While Kirk did say that it was a huge mistake to pass the Civil Rights Act of 1964 during Turning Point USA's December 2023 America Fest, he was criticizing it for ushering in a permanent DEI-type bureaucracy and did not mention voting equality, according to a Wired reporter, who was present during his remarks. The courts have been really weak on this. Federal courts just yield to the Civil Rights Act as if it's the actual American Constitution, Kirk told the crowd, before calling the law a way to get rid of the First Amendment. Ocasio-Cortez's implication that Kirk was celebrating the attack on Representative Nancy Pelosi's DCA husband, Paul Pelosi, is also clearly false when looking at his full remarks. Why is the Republican Party, why is the conservative movement to blame for gay schizophrenic nudists that are hemp jewelry makers breaking into somebody's home, or maybe not breaking into somebody's home, Kirk said in a 2022 segment of his show on Real America's Voice. Why are we to blame for that exactly? The attacker, David DePop, is a crazed Canadian former nudist activist who testified that he showed up to the Pelosi's California home to interrogate the former House Speaker on Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election, Breitbart News reported. While Nancy was not home, he ended up injuring Paul with a hammer. He later received a life sentence without the possibility of parole. After DePapa's arrest, Kirk floated the idea of a patriot bailing him out to ask him some questions in an effort to clarify that he was not motivated by the Republican Party. And why is he still in jail? Why has he not been bailed out? By the way, if some amazing patriot out there in San Francisco or the Bay Area wants to be a midterm hero, someone should go and bail this guy out. Bail him out and then go ask him some questions, the conservative podcaster said, before adding that he was not qualifying the attack. I think it's awful. It's not right, he said. Ocasio-Cortez's claim that Kirk accused Jews of controlling education and media was simply a lie based on a Media Matters article. Kirk said that Jewish people control not just the colleges. It's the nonprofits, it's the movies, it's Hollywood. It's all of it, the leftist group published in 2023. In reality, Kirk did not say that Jews are in control of such institutions, but denounced secular Jews for funding quasi-Marxist policies because it allowed for actual anti-Semitism in the wake of the October 7, 2023 Hamas terrorist attack on Israeli civilians. Jewish donors have a lot of explaining to do. A lot of decoupling to do, he said. Because Jewish donors have been the number one funding mechanism of radical, open-border neoliberal quasi-Marxist policies, cultural institutions and nonprofits. This is a beast created by secular Jews. And now it's coming for Jews, and they're like, what on earth happened? And it's not just the colleges. It's the nonprofits, it's the movies, it's Hollywood, it's all of it. Ocasio-Cortez went on to call on Congress to reject the government's attempt to weaponize this moment into an all-out assault on free speech across the country. All in the name of Charlie Kirk, President Trump and the FCC are now cynically threatening to shut down ABC and any outlets who give airtime to the administration's political critics, the Congresswoman said, referring to FCC Chair Brendan Carr's threat against late-night television host Jimmy Kimmel, as well as Disney and ABC, after Kimmel said that Kirk's assassin may have been part of the MAGA gang. Carr said, the FCC could make a strong argument that this is sort of an intentional effort to mislead the American people about a very core fundamental fact, a very important matter. ABC, Disney, and broadcast affiliate Nexstar announced soon after that they would be pulling Kimmel from all of their stations in response to his offensive and dishonest remarks. Kirk's suspected assassin, 22-year-old Tyler Robinson, left behind a message for his transgender roommate and partner, in which he admitted shooting the Turning Point USA founder and said, I had enough of his hatred. This is a disgusting attack on the American people and the very First Amendment rights that define us as a country. It is also the ABC Corporation's responsibility to refuse to embolden and participate in this corruption and escalation of censorship, Ocasio-Cortez said, before concluding her argument. We continue to pray for Mr. Kirk's family and loved ones in the wake of this terrible act. I am thinking especially of his children and his wife, whose grief cannot be measured. Olivia Rondo is a politics reporter for Breitbart News based in Washington, D.C. Find her on X/Twitter and Instagram.